Hey there, everyone. I am the terror that flaps in the night, John Henry from johnhenry.us, and we are here today at Too Long Didn't Read. We are going to have a very tough conversation about racism. So there's this popular and informal theory that says only white people can be racists, and it's a white supremacist theory masquerading as advocacy for people of color. The appeal of the theory to people of color who are rightly frustrated to outrage at entrenched white supremacist power should be obvious. Unfortunately, it's also toxic, and it plays on the very same impulses that fuel white supremacy. This notion was probably most prominently featured in the important, worthwhile, and influential 2014 film Dear White People.
The show is racist.
Black people can't be racist. Prejudice, yes, but not racist. Racism describes a system of disadvantage based on race. Black people can't be racist since we don't stand to benefit from such a system.
The people primarily advancing this theory, the folks who are at the root of it, I don't think they want to end bigotry, oppression, and racism. They want to be the ones benefiting from it. They look to destroy Orwell's boot by wearing it, which has always been a misguided and fundamentally evil goal. Most insidiously, this rhetoric directly fertilizes more racist and bigoted pseudo-intellectual hogwash from white supremacists, including validating the questionable concept of race in the first place, often from the cover of academic qualifications that are themselves a result of the very racism being denied by those producing it. The theory clearly only considers U.S. and Anglosphere cultures founded on European imperialism in its assertions of dominance. This is immediately obvious from the most basic considerations. First, white people are no more a monoculture than any other color of skin, and second, white people simply are not the dominant social group universally by a long shot. Even if you make the case for white dominance on a global scale, it still breaks down as you get closer to the ground and start looking at smaller cultural groups like nations. This theory roots itself in supremacist reasoning simply by framing itself as universal when it really only applies to part of the population. So you end up with three problems. White people aren't the dominant ethnic or social group on this planet, yet in modern history, they're responsible for the most widespread, systematic, and egregious racism at the largest scale. That immediately negates the premise that the dominant group is the only one that can be racist in the theory's definition. Attempting to create relative merit distinctions between racism, prejudice, and bigotry only attempts to justify ignoring racism by people of color. It further stratifies and ranks types, whereby one type is judged more or less bad than the other. For instance, prejudice is not as bad as racism, because under the theory, the merely prejudiced can't access abusable power. These narratives erase the multiracial community, whose lived experience often draws from multiple cultures, but emotionally identifies with none of them deeply, and full disclosure, I am one of those. It often finds them discriminated against for being part of one group by members of another group that they're also part of. Rather than challenging racism, this theory validates, energizes, and promotes it, without ever questioning the basic premise that any particular race possesses inherently superior attributes, trivializes the power and malignant power is still power of non-white cultures, ignores racist behavior found in nearly all cultures, assumes in contradiction to evidence that the U.S. perspective suffices for the general case globally, and seduces people of color into employing the same excuses for their racism used by the white racists they're fighting. If you prejudge someone based on what you perceive as their race, you are a racist. What ethnic group you're part of, or how much power you have to make your personal racist beliefs into a cultural norm, isn't relevant. Don't fall for this. Anybody can be a racist, even if it never has any outward expression at all. Claiming otherwise is racists rationalizing their own racism and gaslighting anyone who speaks up about it. These narratives represent attempts by power abusers to con you into believing you can wear Orwell's boot safely. You can't. And to even try makes you one of the bad guys, no matter what color your skin is, or what language or dialect you speak, or what shape your eyes are. Don't be seduced by these bias-pandering theories. They'll just keep you stuck in the same cycles of bigotry and conflict until the species ceases to exist at all. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate your time and attention. Once again, don't forget, I am completely crowdfunded. Please help out if you can. You go to johnhenry.us/money. Thank you very much, and have a great day.